divinity stands on self-discipline. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Divinity stands on self-discipline. How does divinity stand on self-discipline? This is something that we ask ourselves time and again, because we wonder how we can attain the divinity that stands in us, that dwells in us. How can we live the divinity that is within us? How can we know the divinity that is within us? How can we live and understand and delight in the divinity that is within us? How do we experience it? Well, we don't experience it because once we are on the pathway of knowing or having divinity be within us, being aware of it, we're not aware of it. And of course, that's sort of contradictory, isn't it? But that's just the way it is. You don't know when you have achieved success in various areas. You just are a success. You don't know when you have been unconditionally loving, because you are unconditionally loving. That's your nature. That's your being. And so it is with self-discipline. What is divinity? I would imagine divinity is our highest and best. Divinity is the ideal within us, the perfection within us, the delight within us, the wonder within us, the magic within us, all the goodness that is within us, and more. And I'm sure much, much more. But how do we begin to understand what that divinity is? How do we begin to experience it? Well, it all stands on self-discipline. How do I keep ourselves aware of our highest and best? Now, we cannot express our highest and best if we are expressing less than our highest and best. If we are expressing anger and hatred and unhappiness, that certainly is not our divinity, I would think. Our divinity is joy and peace and harmony and love and all that is good and beautiful. Now, from moment to moment, my life has ups and downs, and I have experiences here and there, and things go on with me, and things happen in my life, and they shake me up, and then I get unshook, and I get happy, and then I get sad. But when I can discipline myself to always think of the joyous experiences in life, if I can always think of myself as the wonderful experiences in life, then I begin to have them. I was thinking about how I was handling my beloved friend Ingeborg. Ingeborg is going through a few experiences right now where she's trying to make up her mind what is her value for herself. Does she want to continue living as a fabulous woman that she is, or does she want to drift off this mortal coil and go on to her next adventure, whatever that may be? Now, if she wants to stay, then she has to do everything in her understanding which it takes to stay. Now, what is it in her understanding that it takes to stay? To stay in this life dimension, to stay in this experience. Well, what it takes is to like yourself. Absolutely like yourself. Absolutely do all the things that are exciting. Now, you take an athlete. An athlete loves athletics. An athlete, soccer player, for instance, oh, they love to run. They're crazy. They're absolutely crazy, but they love to run. And they run for miles, and they run hard. And then they have to see where that ball is going. They got to see where the other players are on the field. They got to play the game. They've got to know the game and live the game and get excited about the game and think that the game is the most wonderful thing, the most exciting thing in their life. Wow, wow, wow. Yes. And they are disciplined in the game. They're disciplined in the game which calls for them to be in good health, which calls for them to eat the right foods, which calls for them to get lots of good sleep, which calls for them to do other exercises, not just out on the soccer field, which calls for them to have a happy life, which calls for them to have a happy married life or single life, whatever they may be, but to have happy relationships in their world. It calls for the total discipline of their total life. As a soccer player, if they're going to be good, they've got to be very good. Now, that's just a game. Life's just a game, too. But that's just a game. And the participants of the game learn how to play the game, be in the game, delight in the game, and do everything that the game requires of them to be the absolute best they can be. Players don't play in games to be mediocre. They play to do whatever is their position on the team, whatever is their position in the world activities that they're in, to be the best, to be the very best. And they eat the right foods and breathe the right air and drink the right water and do all those things that are important. And their coaches are on their back saying, now, remember, get your sleep, get your food, get... And they must do that. And they do that. Now, our divinity is like a soccer game. Ho, ho, ho. Never thought you'd hear it like that, did you? But our divinity is like a soccer game. And with our divinity, every single moment of our life, we think happy thoughts. That's what divinity is. Every moment of our life, we think beneficial thoughts. Every moment of our life, we do actions that indicate who is living in this vehicle we call our body. And in every moment of this existence on this plane, if we want to live our divinity, we shine out the joy, the love, the excitement for being divine, the excitement for doing the things that divinity calls for. Now, divinity is not a lot of mystical mumbo-jumbo. Divinity is not a lot of teleportation and levitation and miracles and things like that. Divinity is the realization that all is, that all already exists, that all is fulfilled right now, and all we do is to just enjoy it. You're not going to make something happen in your divinity. You're not going to make the world a better world because you're divine. You're not going to make life as a more exciting game of soccer because you're divine. But you're going to play all the aspects of the game of being divine in your human form, because we are in our human form. No matter what we say, we are in our human form and we're living in this human body. Now, can we make this human body a divine human body? Can we make it its ultimate, absolute, most magnificent self? Well, that takes self-discipline. That takes self-discipline. That takes keeping the right thoughts in our mind, the right attitudes in our body, the right conditions in our world. Now, you're almost dead. And a practitioner comes along and says, hey, you're almost dead. And you say, yeah, I know it. Why do you tell me? Well, I just thought I'd tell you. I see you alive and dynamic and happy and joyful. Oh, come on, get off it. No, I do. I do. I see you just wonderful like I am. Oh, come on. The doctor says I have just a moment or two to live, maybe a day, and then I'm on my way. And if that's what you want to do, that's okay. Well, I really would like to stay. I have a wonderful wife, a wonderful family, a wonderful world. I want to stay. Well, if you want to stay, change your attitude. Stop thinking about dying and start thinking about living. Stop thinking about your problems and start thinking about your solutions. Stop thinking about things you don't want to experience and start thinking about things you do want to experience, like living. And so, as the practitioner talks to the individual says, oh, all right, if it's that easy, I'm going to stop thinking all the negative stuff I've been thinking and start thinking all the positive stuff I believe is what my reality is. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. He's going to play a winning game of soccer. Ho, 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 ho. Yes. And so the person changes their attitude from one of the end to one of perhaps the beginning of a new, wonderful, fabulous life. And the life goes on and is more glorious than ever before. And what was that momentary experience of thinking of death or thinking of moving on at that time? It's long gone, not thought about again, not brought up again, not regurgitated again, never, never, never. And then the person goes on and lives a glorious life. Now, with Ingeborg, I challenge her. I say, Ingeborg, you're terrible. Ingeborg, you're a louse. Ingeborg, you're a bum. Ingeborg, you're a nutty nut. And Ingeborg looks at me and says, Herb, you always are so nice to me. You're always saying nice things to me. Why are you saying that? Well, I'm just being a focus back to you of what you're sending out. Oh? Yes. And I believe you are fabulous. I believe that you are the top soccer player on the team. I believe that you're the master on divinity. I believe that you are divine. Divine, divine, divine. Oh, yes, you are. All right, I'm divine. And so then, from that moment on, she starts acting to... But I sort of catalyzed her. I poked her buttons, and I pressed her signals a little bit, and got her thinking about what she really wanted. And when she chose what she really wanted, then she started breathing more beautifully. She started walking more. Oh, it was an effort. It's an effort for the athletes to walk. It's an effort for the athletes not to go out and booze up at night and have fun like the other guys are doing, they think. But the athletes have a goal in mind. They are looking at an excellent body, an excellent mind, an excellent game. They want to be able to see that ball and think that ball and follow that ball and know what the other players are doing. They want to play the game intricately, more fantastically than ever before. And the only way they're going to do that is if they have their body in ideal form. Now, the only way Ingeborg's going to live a happy, delightful life is if she starts pretending that her body is in A1 shape. And she starts acting like it should act as a beautiful body. And then that body is going to throw off all those shackles of thoughts that were around it. That's what the shackles are, their thoughts. All those shackles of thoughts that were holding her up and saying it wasn't going to work and it wasn't a happy time and it wasn't a good thing. And she throws that all off. She throws that all away. And what she does is she starts living a new life. There's no past for Ingeborg. There's no before this day, before this moment. Right now, she's jumped into the soccer game as a fantastic athlete, as a fantastic player. And she's playing that game with all her heart and soul and being. And she is a winning spirit. Ha-ha! Divinity is a winning spirit, isn't it? Oh, my, yes. And as she is this winning spirit, she is having fun. And she is delighting in it. And she is breathing deeply. And she is sighing, oh boy, oh golly, as though there's no tomorrow. Because all of the moment that she's living is a now. And she's living in that perfect, ideal, divine being now. Our divinity stands on self-discipline. How well can we discipline first our thoughts? Our thoughts say, I am wonderful, I am fantastic, I am glorious, I am good, I am all that is beautiful. Our thoughts say, yes, 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 this is a good world. Yes, I am on the best soccer team in the world. Wow, we're the winners. And if we're not the winners, we're just having lots of fun trying to be the winners, and we're working on it. Now, the soccer team that knows its divinity, that stands on its self-discipline, is the winner. And all soccer teams don't do that. Why? Because some members of the team have not got the message. Some members of the team have not got the message to be their highest and best. Some members of the team think they can go out and booze it up the night before. They can go out and lazy out. They can go out and be mean and hateful and be against the other team. Well now, a winner is never against anything. The winner is always for themselves. They are number one. The winner is always for themselves. They play the best game, and naturally it's a winning game. But if they play against the other team to destroy the other team, to put the other team down, to tell the other team that it's not going to win, that they're going to win, they make a problem for themselves. They make all sorts of problems for themselves. It's just crazy. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Why would anyone make a problem for themselves like that? Well, they make a problem for themselves only because they haven't learned to like themselves. Only because they haven't learned to say, I like me, I like me, I like me, ha 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 ha, I like me, I like me, I like me. Can you see Ingeborg jumping up and down saying, I like me, I like me, I like me? You sure can. You sure can. Anita's going to be coming and visiting with us for about a month, next month, and she's going to come from Switzerland, and then ultimately she'll go to New Zealand, and she'll travel around. And when she comes here, she's going to see an Ingeborg that she had never seen before, a dynamic, forceful, magnificent woman who is number one on the team, who is a key player, who is winning for herself. And because she is a winning for herself, she's got a winning team and she's a winning being. Divinity stands on self-discipline. Now, if you would like to experience the divinity that you are within you, then start being self-disciplined. Are you unconditionally loving to every single person in your life? Are you unconditionally loving, first starting out with yourself? Are you unconditionally loving to yourself? Do you say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me, ha ha. Do you say to yourself, I am number one? Do you say to yourself, I am the happiest person in the universe? I'm always thinking happy thoughts. I'm always doing happy deeds. I'm always living in a world that looks and smiles back at me. The sun is always shining in my world, even if the clouds are there, even if the rain is there. The sun is behind that, and it's always shining. And I love the varieties of weather that we have. I don't contest them. I'm not unhappy about them. And when, if I really am in harmony with myself, that is, harmonious with myself, I can walk in the rain, and I'll be walking between the raindrops. Do you believe that's true? Do you believe that could happen? It does all the time. It happens all the time to people who are harmonious and love themselves. It happens all the time to people who know that they're divine, who have self-disciplined themselves to always see the sunshine, to always see the joy in life, to always see the perfection in life, to always see the goodness in life. And they find it. They find it in everything they do. Now, divinity stands on self-discipline. So, I look at my family and I say, I've got the A number one family. They're fantastic, they're glorious, they're good. And that's all I know about my family. I know nothing else about my family except that they're the finest, the best, the greatest. They're divine, just like I am. I look at my job and I say, it's the best job in the world. I may be low man on the totem pole, who cares? But I am the best one on the totem pole. I am fantastic. I'm holding up everybody else. Low man on the totem pole? No way. I am the ideal being and am an ideal employee. I'm an ideal employer if I'm running the business. I'm an ideal being. I am ideal. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and I'm fantastic. Oh, yes. Divinity stands on self-discipline, keeping those type of thoughts all of the time in my mind, in my being, in my life, in my world, all of the time. All of the time, I keep those thoughts mulling around in my consciousness. I live in that awareness. divinity stands on self-discipline, and the self-discipline I have is for the divine that I am. I know I'm divine. I know I'm good. I know I'm wonderful, and everyone else in my world is too. I know that everything I do is loving. Everything I do is gentle. Everything I do is inspirational. Everyone looks at me and says, "Herb, you're a fantastic person. Herb, you're a wonderful person. Herb, I love you. Herb, I think you're the greatest thing that ever came along. And Herb, thank you for being in my world. Herb, I created you. I created you in my world because you are a reflection of all that I am. You are a reflection of all the good that I am. You're a reflection of all the purity and the wonder and the magic that I am. Oh, Herb, it's so wonderful having you in my world." Divinity stands on self-discipline. I discipline my thoughts every moment of every day, and I live in the now. And as I live in the now, I live in the beingness that says, all is good, all is beautiful, all is right, all is divine, all is good. Yes, I love divinity. I'm like that soccer team. I'm like a soccer player out there dashing back and forth across the field, happy doing what I'm doing, not trying to hurt anybody else, just taking that ball and putting it where I want it, and doing the things I want to do, and doing them with such skill, with such magical skill that everyone watches me and says, "Wow, what a fabulous player, what a marvelous player, what a super player." Yes, the player in divinity is the most super player, the most divine player, the most self-disciplined player. And as that player plays in all arenas of life, everyone looks at that player and says, "My, what charisma, my, what charm, what magic, what goodness." Oh, the others will be against the player, not against it, but they'll be trying to make their points. And the player will not think of them making their points. The player will only think of him making his points. And as he makes his points, he is the winner. As he makes his points, he is self-disciplined. As he makes his points, he is not against anything, but he's for winning. He's for playing the game. He's for doing the things he wants to do with that ball. And the things he does with that ball seem, to the observer, to be magic. They seem to be magic, but indeed they are just the revelation of his divinity. The revelation of his divinity. He never once thought of it being magic. He just thought of living in the now and doing what he did now, and it's done. When we all think of living in the now, doing what we're doing in the now, self-disciplining ourselves in the now to do everything we do with the most beautiful charm, skill, magic of our being, then it is done. And that's what divinity stands on. Divinity stands on our living in the now, being who we are in the now, enjoying every moment of our life in the now. And as we enjoy every moment of our life in the now, our world is the most super experience that we could ever dream about. Divinity stands on self-discipline. I self-discipline myself and everyone in my world, and you're all in my world, everyone in my world self-disciplines themselves in a most beautiful, fantastic, glorious way to express all of the divinity that they are right now. And how good that is, how wonderful that is, how fantastic that is. I love you. I love you. I love you.